In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
I want to talk today about inner compassion as a complement to last week's sermon. Last week we talked about the word compassion, which literally means to suffer with, to co-suffer, and spoke of the two primary actions of compassion. Today I want to look at inward compassion, that co-suffering feeling that precedes action, an inner pain on someone else's behalf that sometimes, as we shall see in a moment, can even drive a person to go toe-to-toe with the Son of God. In our gospel story today, we have a mom from Canaan, a non-Jew, an outsider, whose daughter is severely tormented. The mom believes it's demon possession. The gospel doesn't say if she's correct or not, but we do know the daughter is suffering severely. And the mother, of course, is filled with compassion. When her daughter suffers, she suffers. Besides taking action to find Jesus, we see the mom's inner compassion revealed here as well. When she approaches Jesus, the mom says to him, "My daughter is suffering severely." And then she says, "Have mercy on me." On me, she says. And after Jesus rebuffs her, she goes right to his feet and says, "Lord, help me." Notice she doesn't say, "Help my daughter." She says, "Help me. Have mercy on me." This is a mother with such deep inner compassion that her daughter's suffering is her own. The sufferings are inseparable. To help the mom is to help the daughter, and vice versa. Now, the disciples are also feeling an inner compassion with this horribly tormented little girl and her desperate mom crying and begging for healing. I mean, if these people are following you, how could you not be touched with compassion inside? And when Jesus ignores the woman, the disciples are hurting inside and they advocate for her. Now, in English, I will admit, it does not sound like advocating. Send her away. Hear how she's crying after us. But this is crucial. In Aramaic, the idiom used for send her away means to give her what she needs so that she can depart having been taken care of. It's like a shopkeeper would say when presented with a list, "We'll send you on your way here." It means I'm going to get you what you need so you can be off on your way. And really the disciples are saying, "Don't you hear her anguished cries? Let's get her what she needs." That's what the phrase means. And have you ever been around an anguished mom? Even if just in a movie or a book. For the disciples, this is real. This is real life and right in front of them. Of course, they're feeling inner compassion. It reminds me of the story from 2 Kings when the Shunammite woman's son dies in the field. And she goes to the prophet Elisha and falls at his feet in great distress. And Elisha's aide, Gehazi, tries to shove the woman away. You know, "How dare you touch the prophet?" But Elisha's like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa. Where, Gehazi, is your compassion? Can't you see her distress? Can't you hear her anguish?" Elisha is full of inner compassion for this Shunammite woman and moves to correct Gehazi. And likewise, the disciples are full of compassion for the Canaanite woman, and they're bewildered that Jesus hasn't acted on it. So they advocate for her. So we see inner compassion in the mom. We see inner compassion in the disciples. We saw inner compassion in the prophet Elisha some 1,000 years before. What's going on with Jesus? Is he not our God of compassion and consolation? And we don't know how long this mom was crying out and pleading for the Savior's mercy. Is it just the couple minutes that Matthew reports? Or has it been like hours, as the disciples' response seems to indicate, as they say, "You know, she's continually crying after us." We don't know how long it was. And yet on the surface, Jesus first appears aloof and distant and perhaps even heartless. At the beginning, he doesn't answer her at all, just ignores her. And then the disciples come to him advocating for her, and he talks to the disciples in front of her as if she's not there. Have you ever had that happen to you? Someone talks about you in front of you as if you're not there. It's not a pleasant feeling. And then finally, when Jesus does speak to her, he calls this woman and her daughter dogs, which to a Jew was an insult. Make no mistake about that. Where is the compassion? Where is God's legendary co-suffering in this scene? Well, I would submit that this same Jesus, the one who was moved with compassion for lepers and prostitutes and the unclean and the marginalized, who co-suffered with the hungry and the grieving and the wounded, who received the paralytic being lowered from the ceiling through a hole in the roof, who wept over the city of Jerusalem and cried at the grave of his friend Lazarus when he saw Lazarus's sisters crying. I would submit this same Jesus felt deep compassion for this mom also. How could he hear those cries and not suffer? And it was probably incredibly difficult to put this woman off even for a minute, let alone the whole time she begged for help. From the cross, Jesus would cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus knows the pain of feeling God as somehow not hearing. Jesus knows the pain of the feeling that God is absent. And when we consider everything about who Jesus is, I don't think I'd question his compassion, his inner co-suffering when we suffer. I think when we get to the other side, we will be overwhelmed discovering just how deeply Jesus suffers when we do. So then why does he put this woman off? Well, it was so her faith, her strength, her depth of love might be revealed. It's so the disciples would have yet another example, seeing firsthand that sometimes outsiders have greater love than the children of the kingdom. And it's so the woman herself could see the strength already inside her. If Jesus had helped her straight away, she never would have known the depth of her own power, and neither would we. As painful as this must have been for Jesus within his compassion and his co-suffering, he put that aside. He put aside his own pain to draw out the love and the strength and the compassion of this woman for all to see, and probably most important for herself. This mom would know for the rest of her life that through her compassion, she went toe to toe with the Son of God and came out on top. Amen.